Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Seven after the hour, let's have eggs and bacon for breakfast. Who wants to do that? What does that do for your cholesterol level?
Yeah, a lot of people love to have...
You know how you can balance it, ladies? Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. You can cook the eggs in avocado juice. Here I am. As you know, I'm a connoisseur.
Avocado oil, you mean? Juice?
Well, I say... Okay. Avocado juice.
Man, you can make scrambled eggs gross, too.
That's disgusting.
You know, I actually found yesterday... I did a little shopping in my little local store where I get my apples. It's actually an orchard, but they have some nice little things that they create. And you were making fun of me having tomato sauce on my fish. But
wasn't the problem, because that's in Italian restaurants all the time. I personally don't like that. But you were talking about doing a stir fry in a wok with fish,
yeah,
and then you added red sauce.
Yeah.
That's just to clarify, I'm not the crazy one.
What we're thinking is like snow peas and cabbage when you talk about a stir fry.
Yeah, there was some peas in it, and there was no cabbage, but there was lettuce and a few carrots, that sort of thing, chopped up in it. It was good. It was yummy. I'd put a little too much soy sauce in it, though. That makes it
See, this is the problem. You added soy sauce with marinara
and
sauce.
And tomato
that's
sauce?
Disgusting. Yeah.
Okay, let's get to something that's much more important beside my diet and how I cook my dinner for myself. Speaking of cooking, things are cooking, heating up fast in the Michael and Adam department. So, Jennifer, you want to bring us the story on that? Though I don't want to spend too much time on it, but just kind
of get the highlights.
I think
it's kind of important because if you want to talk about the integrity of the country and the integrity of law enforcement in the country, I think this is a really important story. So over the last week, and it's getting buried because of coronavirus, and understandably so, but certainly if coronavirus were not going on, this would have to be forced to the top of all the headlines. Michael Flynn, just to put in perspective, was national security advisor for President Trump for 3 weeks before he was fired for allegedly lying to Vice President Mike Pence about a conversation he had during the transition between Trump's win and when the administration took office back in 2015. He had the conversation with Russian Ambassador Kislyak. Now, it was revealed through FBI memos, internal memos that were released, that in the margins of many of these documents with Michael Flynn, they had handwritten in the margins, is the goal of this investigation to get Michael Flynn to lie so we can prosecute him or to get him fired? And this is a guy who spent $6 million on a legal defense. He pled guilty ultimately because the FBI was shaking down, I guess threatening to go after his son for various things. And so Michael Flynn pleaded guilty and got legal defense in, even though he never really said he believed that he did anything wrong. Now, the FBI is trying to answer for this release of information, and they provided more information that is now even more incriminating by association. Apparently, some of the agents who were interviewing Michael Flynn, we heard about Lisa Page and Peter Strzok for a long time during the Mueller investigation. Peter Strzok actually rewrote all of the notes that were taken from Michael Flynn's interview on what's called a 302 form and revised it before he actually turned it into the prosecution, so to make it look even more incriminating for Michael Flynn. Now, Adam Schiff, who is my congressman, who sits at the head of the House Intelligence Committee, has been cleared to release interviews and his investigations for what they looked into with the Russia, in terms of Russia and all of this with President Trump. Apparently, Adam Schiff is now, according to many sources in his office, in panic mode because most of this confirms that the investigation turned up nothing between multiple sources that they talked to and President Trump all about collusion with Russia, which was not the same narrative that Adam Schiff was spinning all the way through this investigation process. And so now he's being forced into releasing these documents because they've been unclassified by the Department of National Intelligence, and he's trying to hold off. Apparently, a lot of people are kind of I guess, brought up in this piece, including Rod Rosenstein, who was the deputy attorney general who oversaw the Russia probe, as pushing an investigation that had nothing to it. They put Paul Manafort in jail for stuff unrelated to Russia. They have gone after Roger Stone. They put Michael Flynn through $6 million worth of legal bills. And all of the stories that we were told by Adam Schiff and his committee in Congress, all the stories we were told by investigators, and even the Robert Mueller investigation that cost the country, what, $30 million? All of that stuff is beginning to fall apart. It was like a house of cards. And now that these memos are starting to turn out, more evidence is being provided every single day that this investigation should have never happened. And it was really the ultimate hoax, as President Trump has been saying all along.
So in the light of the coronavirus and all the other things that are happening, how important is this to the average person? Maybe it is important, but how important is it to...
Well, not, I would tell you why I think it should be. And I would tell you this, whether there's a Republican or a Democrat in the White House, when the FBI is working against American citizens and forget the campaign, but trying to set them up, I think we should all be pretty concerned.
So,
I think
but
it
why
actually
isn't
is
it
maybe
getting,
the ultimate concern. Because,
but is it
well,
getting equal treatment under the law? Is it getting equal scrutiny by the news media? Is it getting the treatment that it deserves? And I brought up the COVID thing because that's a way that can be an excuse for this stuff not to make it to the front page. And it gives them cover.
Right.
That's my point.
And also, all the stuff that was asserted about this in the news media has now proved to be wrong. And so they're covering themselves for that, I think. Also, there's a political component to this because they don't want to talk about something that could be bad for people on their, and I'm using air quotes here, team. But I think at some point they're going to be forced into talking to about this. This could be literally what we've just lived through. Think about what we're living through, a pandemic, and probably the greatest political scandal, at least in our modern history. I don't, if this was an attempt by a government to take down a campaign or a incoming president, do you know what that would be? I mean, that's the stuff that movies and books are done for decades, all about stuff like this. And this is what we're seeing unfold.
But I'm suggesting
here's the thing. This doesn't take away whether people like Trump or not. You can still not like Trump, and you can disagree with everything he says. But the fact is, was a former administration working to take down someone who was an elected president? And it sure seems like that's exactly what happened. As crazy as this could have been, and people said President Trump was crazy for thinking this, and what did this all mean, and he's just making up conspiracy theories. All the evidence that's coming out now from the FBI itself, not from the Trump administration, but in released documents from the FBI, are showing that President Trump was right about this all along.
Well, but what I'm suggesting to you is that it's falling on deaf ears. The reason I wanted you to begin the conversation with that is because it's a fairly interesting and important political story. But most of the people listening are saying, who cares how many people died of the virus last night? And when's there going to be a vaccine? Stuff like that. So, you know, we have so much corruption. There's so much fraudulent information around. Nobody knows what to believe, what not to believe. And it's played its way into the whole COVID-19 discussion as well, I think. Anyway, all across the board. And then we have the questioning that's going on now, and I think it's become legitimate. I always kind of felt this way from the beginning myself, as to whether we need to have these stay-at-home orders. Are they enforceable? Are they necessary? The study from New York City seems to suggest that they aren't, because they don't do any good in reality. Maybe they've done some good, but again, how are you going to measure that? So before the Supreme Court this week was a focus on the Pennsylvania stay-at-home order. And the Supreme Court didn't lift the stay-at-home order, which was kind of interesting that they're leaving it to local. I don't know that they're taking a position. They're leaving it to local rule, to what they call home rule. Something did happen, though, at the Supreme Court, which was kind of, I don't know, it's one of those, I guess it's the new age, right? Everything, remember, the microphone is always on. Yeah. And all of the Supreme Court members are mic'd and people that are participating.
Well, for the first time ever, they're hearing arguments via telephone because they can't all be together. God
can't
knows they're
together.
All 1,000 years old, so it would be
Well, they ought to be meeting together. It's time for them to be in the same room, look at the body language. I don't see how you can really hear an argument, get the argument, without being in the same room with everybody else. But during the middle of this argument, there was, this is the Attorney General versus the American Association of Political Consultants. There was a sound that projected across the live audio stream.
Going to be saying, hey, call your congressman and change these laws that apply to banks. And what the FCC has said is that when the subject matter of the call ranges to the topic, then the call is transformed. And it's a call that would have been allowed and it's no longer allowed. And so
there's no doubt that was absolutely a toilet flush.
The distinctive flush.
This is happening across... I see stories every day with people on Zoom calls, and they think that they're on mute, and they're not, and then they're screaming at their toddler and cursing, and like this happens all day, every day now.
Yeah, the mic is always on.
But remember, it's funny because people are commenting on it and denying it. They're like giving from each individual officer.
Who's denying
it? Oh, a lot of them were saying it wasn't me, basically. They're not saying that it didn't happen.
We don't
know
who did it.
Multiple people are coming out and making comments on the record saying, yeah, for the record, that wasn't me.
Yeah, it was kind of funny. I'll get a little levity, which we can all use a little more of, if you know what I mean. It's 17 after the hour on today's DJV program.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During the challenging times we're all experiencing, our top priority is the health and safety of the communities we serve. And while it's true that things are changing rapidly every day, one thing that'll never change is our commitment to giving you the best mortgage experience. At Rocket Mortgage, our guiding philosophy of every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, exists for times like right now. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. If you currently work with us and need assistance with your mortgage, contact us 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. As we all think about ways to save money, let me remind you that mortgage rates are near historic lows. If you think right now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
In the know, I'm Smitha Rao. May is Disability Insurance Awareness Month, and it's also Mental Health Awareness Month. So Prudential is educating workers about invisible disabilities that can qualify for claims. Alice Cotty, Vice President and Head of Customer Solutions, Prudential Group Insurance, has more.
COVID-19 has increased anxiety levels around the world due to employment and financial security concerns, loneliness, and isolation, as well as the stress of balancing work, homeschooling children, and caring for loved ones who are sick. But disability insurance protects your income if you need time off of work for mental health treatment.
1 in 5 adults experience some form of mental health condition each year, but less than half seek treatment. The numbers will likely rise due to recent events.
It's important to prioritize your well-being and mental health, especially during times of stress and uncertainty. Talk to your employer to see how you can leverage your disability insurance plans and other workplace benefits to take care of yourself and your family.
To learn more, visit Prudential.com.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in 3 major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats. Asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon. Diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This, we all know who this is, right? Pretty much got it. And this has just become one of the signature anthems of our time. Queen, in our musical focus, is 23 after the hour on the DJV program. Jennifer, Victoria, Doug, and you, with Brian May, talking about a sequel to Bohemian Rhapsody, which probably isn't going to happen. I remember the movie came out a couple of years ago. Doesn't seem like an obvious candidate because it was a story of where do you go after you tell Freddie Mercury's story, right? Isn't it? I mean, where do you go with it? A lot of people say, oh, let's have another one. The film grossed $900 million, won 4 Academy Awards, including Best Actor for Rami Malek. Rumors thought, okay, let's see, is there a follow-up here? If they could figure out a way, an angle, they'd come up with one. But you know what? Freddie Mercury's still dead. But he didn't really die in the movie, did he?
No, actually, he went on to live for another 7 years.
Yeah. So is there another movie?
It would be,
Victoria,
it would
what do
be
you think?
In that, well, it would have to be in that time frame. After Live Aid, they did another tour the next year where he was still healthy. The time frame of the movie is off. He didn't know he had AIDS when he did Live Aid, so that was wrong. But they took license. But you'd have to basically watch him. He recorded 2 more albums and then was in seclusion with his partner until he died. And so the band has always been incredibly protective of him, and especially during those last few years, they really protected his privacy. And his best friend Mary, who features prominently in the movie as well.
Yeah.
I don't think that they would want to tell a story of an icon just dying a horrible death. That's what the movie would have to be, really.
Uplifting. Who's going to want to go see that? The story, as it was presented in the movie Bohemian Rhapsody, was pretty uplifting, I think. And I liked the way they portrayed the relationship between him and his best friend, the lady. Mm-hmm. I forget what her name was.
Mary.
Mary, yeah, right. So
she still lives in that house.
Does she?
Yeah, yeah. He left everything to her.
Brian May is stuck in his home in England because of the obvious. And I guess Queen, Adam Lambert, have all postponed their summer tour until now next year at this time. Brian May says, it was our biggest tour ever. We sold 400,000 tickets. Wow. What's that? How much are these tickets?
That's just for the next leg. They've sold well over a million tickets for this tour.
At $200 a piece?
Oh, I took Lewis for his birthday last year, and I paid well over $200 a piece. But it was worth every penny. It's one of one of the best concerts I've ever seen. It was amazing.
Yeah, the movie is a good movie. They should leave it at that. 26 past the hour. All right, speaking of leaving it the way it was, the Grateful Dead reissuing their classic album, Working Man's Dead, for its 50th anniversary. CD Deluxe Edition boasting an unreleased concert recording. That'd be interesting. But their concerts were awful, though, so I don't know what... Awful.
There are literal deadheads clutching their chests right now. Having a heart attack here when you say that.
But they are. I know the deadheads love them. But for the most... I went to one of their concerts, and this is before Jerry Garcia croaked, and it was awful.
It's definitely not your scene.
No, it's not.
So,
in all kinds of different ways. More drugs than you can... I mean, I couldn't find my way in or out of the place because of the smoke.
Why would you go see the Grateful Dead?
Because I wanted to have the experience. I wanted to have those experiences once in my life. I am one of those people. You should know me. I try anything once. And then after that...
Well, not really. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Not really.
Well, what do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, you're not like a drugger or a drinker.
No, I've never tried drugs.
Have you even had coffee in your life?
No.
Okay, so let's go try some coffee.
He's Mormon, basically.
Let's start with that.
No, I'm a Buddhist, not a Mormon. That's probably close to me in some respects. All right, anyway, that's the Dead. They have a reissue of Working Man's Dead. Big deal. 28 past the hour.
I've always wanted to learn another language, but every time I try, it never sticks. So I decided to give Babbel a try, and I really like the teaching method of the app. I started with the beginner lesson on Babbel, and it starts with simple words and phrases, and soon you're putting those words into a conversation. Each lesson takes about 10 to 15 minutes, and they're all really different, which keeps things interesting. The app is really smart. It actually keeps track of the words I'm struggling with, so I can practice them and get better. I chose Babbel because it was created by real language teachers. They built it around real life, how people actually communicate, and what they care about. I can't wait to use my new language skills in the real world. Dos cervezas, por favor.
With Babbel, get conversational in Spanish, French, German, and more. It just takes 10 to 15 minutes a day. Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, Babbel.com.
The COVID-19 pandemic threatens millions. Courageous health workers are risking their lives to protect us all. But many don't have the supplies and support they need. Over the past 60 years, Project Hope has trained and equipped health workers in over 100 countries. Now, as the pandemic spreads, Project Hope is expanding its work in the United States and around the world. To learn more about Project Hope's coronavirus response, visit projecthope.org, sponsored by Project Hope.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The former Senate staffer accusing Joe Biden of sexually assaulting her 27 years ago is saying she's not getting the same fair treatment as he calls for women in other cases.
And his campaign is taking this position that they want all women to be able to speak safely. I have not experienced that.
In the interview on the Megyn Kelly show, Reed said she's faced hostility on social media and even death threats since coming forward with her allegation. Kelly asked Reed whether or not she thinks Joe Biden should step out of the race.
You and I were there, Joe Biden. Please step forward and be held accountable. You should not be running on character for the President of the United States.
When Biden was asked about her comments, he responded by saying once again, well, look, nothing ever happened with Reed. This is USA Radio News.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
The singer-songwriter who fronted Bad Company for years has died, and USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Brian Howe died Wednesday in Florida at 66, reportedly of a heart attack. He had replaced Paul Rogers as the lead vocalist for Bad Company in 1983. He did most of the writing for the band's album Holy Water in 1990, the most successful album for the group, helped along by the hit If You Needed Somebody. Howe left Bad Company in 1994 for a solo career, but it never reached the level of his success with that band. I'm Chris Barnes.
Teenagers in Georgia have gotten their driver's licenses without taking an official road test. It's Georgia's way of handling the backlog of thousands of road tests that have been put on hold because of coronavirus. The State Department of Driver Services said 19,483 teenagers have now had their permits upgraded since the road test waiver was announced last month. Georgia isn't the only state waiving the road test. Wisconsin announced this week it will start doing the same for 16 and 17-year-olds. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation estimates out of the 16,000 road test requests that have been on hold, the new driver program will allow 10,000 of those requests to be eligible for the waiver. In Wisconsin, teens must have held their learner's permit for at least 6 months with no violations and completed at least 30 hours of driving with their parents. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
That's a perfect way for you to spend time every day. The DJV program. We have our DJVshow.com clip of the day. The current hosting has the three of us, Doug, Jen, Victoria, discussing the merits of new music from T Flaming Lips. I don't think,
The Flaming Lips. That's a typo.
From T Flaming Lips.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. It's a typo.
Remember when we talked about the flaming?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, Phil, you're fired. Take care of that. All right. Yeah, it didn't mean any more to me then than it. I kind of checked out on that conversation as you.
No.
That's part of the. Phil, have you got the clip there? Just play so we make a reference to this. It was. I think that I wondered about some concurrent lesbian activity in the conversation, didn't I, if I remember correctly? Idea of...
That was in the
It's all coming
half.
Back to me. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was?
Segment,
yeah. All right, so it's not worth listening to the clip. Well, it is if you want to...
It's already
laugh.
The clip of the day, so how about everyone just goes to DJVshow.com and
listen to
and
my clip
listen.
Of the day.
Right.
It's not really worth it.
Right. Yeah. Oh, my God.
All right. Let's get back to the matters at hand here. Victoria has some news from the neighbor, Native American, I was going to say the neighbors, from the Native American Tribe Department. So what's going on There are a couple of different things, actually, action-wise, aren't there?
Yeah. It's kind of an interesting story that's making the rounds. Most people will probably see it pop up in their news sources today. This is something I didn't know. Maybe, Jen, you knew this because we've got some Irish history that we share. 170 years ago was the Great Potato Famine in Ireland. Everyone, of course, knows about that. But a little-known fact is that America's Choctaw Nation pooled together money and sent over potatoes and money to people in Ireland. And at the time, this is, again, 170 years ago, at the time they sent $170 to starving Irish families during that famine. There's actually a sculpture in County Cork that commemorates the generosity of the tribe and, of course, and you know, everything that happened between this unlikely friendship between Ireland and the Choctaws. Apparently, it has still become, it has still remained intact, and now hundreds of Irish people are repaying that kindness, giving to a charity drive for two Native American tribes who have been hit extra hard with the COVID pandemic. And as of Tuesday of this week, the fundraiser has raised more than $1.8 million in Ireland to, and they're sending, this is going to help, yeah, this is going to help supply clean water, food, health supplies to people in the Navajo Nation and the Hopi reservations. And so hundreds of thousands of dollars are coming from Irish donors and different organizations, and this is something that, like I said, this is a little bit of history I never, ever knew, and who would have ever even thought that the Choctaws were even aware of the Irish potato famine? If you think about how news, you know, was disseminated back then, you don't turn on CNN. So it's incredibly generous that they were thinking about people that they never met, would probably never have any interaction with, and yet that generosity of spirit was incredible, and I think it's wonderful that they're sending, that Ireland is repaying.
It's a very interesting development. It really is.
Such a strange connection. But, yeah, but it's really, it's kind of wonderful. So I think it's great. So that will help the Navajo and the Hopi nations. The chief of the Choctaw Nation of Oklahoma said that the tribe was gratified and not at all surprised to learn of the assistance from our special friends, the Irish, because we have become kindred spirits with the Irish in the years since the Irish potato famine. We hope the Irish, Navajo, and Hopi peoples develop lasting friendships as we have in the past. So it's very sweet.
Well, there's other news affecting Native American tribes as well. The feds have said they're going to start sending in $4.5 billion in relief funds starting, I think, this week. Treasury Department says the payments are based on the size of their population. Each tribe is supposed to get about $100,000. Is that enough? Are they being discriminated against? A lot of people say, oh, what's that? The package was part of the $2 trillion stimulus package. There are a lot of special groups that are being singled out. 2,400 Native Americans have been infected with the virus. 70 have died. One of the Arizona Native American officials called the payments woefully inadequate. And I would use that same description to describe what's going on in the agricultural community. If you listen to my weekly American Family Farmer show, which focuses on food, family, and the farm together, how the world is changing for the farmer, in some circumstances for the better, some not for the better. But I will tell you, I feel that the American public is becoming more aware, because of this circumstance we find ourselves in, of the food chain, the food supply, where it comes from, why people are asking, why don't we have any meat? People are asking, why don't we have any dairy? People are asking, why aren't there any eggs? People are asking, why aren't there enough vegetables to go around? Well, because the food chain has been heretofore disrupted by big business, big ag, and big government. So now you're figuring out, wait a minute, I don't know. Well, we've been asking questions about where the meat comes from. You really don't know where the meat's coming from now, because it isn't coming from American sources, because most of those plants and most of the slaughterhouses have been shut down because they got the COVID virus. Where was it that there was one of these plants, Tyson? The Tyson Meat Factory, they have 700 employees there in Perry, Iowa. 700, that's 60% of the workforce at this meat factory, have tested positive for the virus. So there's not going to be any meat coming out of there. And that brings us around to understanding how is it that so many people are working there and why is so much meat being processed in this plant? Because it costs less to put the plants out in the middle of nowhere in Iowa. A lot of the Tyson chicken comes, a lot of it from Indiana, Pennsylvania, Maryland, the Virginias, and they kill the birds and they bring them out to these plants and they process them there. But listen, there are at least three other Tyson food plants that are closed as well for the same reason. And we all know about the Smithfield plants that are closing because of the virus. It brings around a focus to understand where your food comes from, how it's processed. Do you think that most people actually ask both of you, really, your friends, do they really know where their food comes from? Are they aware? I know, Victoria, you talk about this a lot, and Jennifer, you probably do too, but I mean, think about it. Do you honestly, I'm asking everybody who's listening right now, do you honestly know where your food comes from, and do you care? Or maybe it's a past tense. Did you know where your food comes from, and did you know that it was this, 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 and this? I'm betting you didn't.
In my friend group, like, that's actually something that's really important. You know, I mean, we buy farmers market stuff. We talk about where our food sources are coming from. You know, I don't eat meat, so I don't really concern myself with meat products, but, I eat chicken every once in a while, and I buy pasture raised chicken because I know that the health benefits of
that. Is it all local? Are you both buying all locally sourced?
I try to buy
fruits,
local as much as
vegetables.
Possible. Yeah.
I'm not buying all local right now. No, I love going to the farmer's market. I wish I could do that more, but it's very restrictive right now. So
yeah.
Well, you can't go there because of the gathering.
Right. I'm able to get what's inside the grocery store pretty much.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, we're awakening of this process. One of the good things that's coming out of this, you saw a couple of postings that I had on my own Facebook page, facebook.com/Doug Steffen, a farmer in upstate New York. Who got tired of throwing his milk away, started to process it himself, and the demand is huge. He sells out every day, way before the day is over. That kind of stuff needs to be replicated to save the American family farm, a tradition, a way of life, a way that we handle things, and it's a worthwhile. You know, this is not one of these things, well, we need to move it forward because progress is our most important product. No, not when it comes to food. It's not at all. The fresh stuff, what is happening to our food is something you should be asking yourself. Very important question.
I think people are more aware of it because it's affecting Wendy's.
You know,
because Wendy's, and as we talked about yesterday, Wendy's is the only fast food chain that uses fresh meat, not frozen.
Yeah.
And so Wendy's, like one out of five Wendy's restaurants have there is no beef. And
yeah,
when
people are pulling it.
Yeah, and so when people go to Wendy's and it's like, sorry, we're sold out of beef, then it does make people more aware that it affects every single level of the food chain.
Yep.
And our food supply.
And the other thing that is pretty ridiculous, as long as I'm into the farm thing, I think we were talking about this yesterday as well, the government is going to buy surplus food, but not till the fall. Hello,
makes
it's May.
Makes no sense.
These guys are broke now. They're not going to last until the fall. And it's that
and
kind
what about
of
all
stuff.
The food? What about all that surplus
yeah.
food that
Where's
you go
it
to
going?
Food banks where people need food right now? It makes zero sense to put that off.
It's America has been built on small farms, and we are now searching through our consciousness, I think many people are, as to what's happening. But you see more and more stories like the one I post on my Facebook page. Plus, there's the story of the Lively Run Dairy, which is a cow cheese producer up in upstate New York. They have taken a waste not, want not approach to the surplus milk that's being dumped or was before they got a hold of it in their local areas. So what they're doing, the fellow who runs it is Pete Mesmer. He's the Mesmer family that runs this dairy. Because of the demand dwindling, restaurants, institutions, you know, schools, all that stuff's gone. So what are they doing? They're taking the excess milk, they're producing it as cheese, and they're giving it to food banks. That's what they're doing with it. They have a GoFundMe campaign. You can go to GoFundMe.com/F Help Make Cheese for Food Banks. Actually, the the complete, I probably should post this. GoFundMe.com/F/help-make-cheese-4-food-banks-with-dumped-milk. 20,000 in donations in the last couple of days. People get it. They get it. Now they're getting it. So anyway, 48 past the hour on the DJV show.
Let's piggyback on our tip from last week, catching spawning bass. What areas should you key in on? We will discuss right after this break.
For over 20 years, Higdon Outdoors has made the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Higdon's new lineup of hard-body decoys. Ultra lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic high-contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper-feathering detail for each individual feather. And Higdon's Apex stake system delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Higdon Outdoors.
This is Drawn to Wildlife's Tip of the Week. During the spawn, bass move into shallow areas like the backs of coves and locations with no current. Search for hard bottoms, flooded buckbrush, pads, or other structure bass can relate to in shallow water. When bass are in these locations, sight fishing is a fun way to fish. To learn more, check out drawntowildlife.com, and remember, the seasons never end.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
I've always wanted to learn another language, so I decided to give Babbel a try, and I really like the teaching method of the app. I started with the beginner lesson on Babbel, and soon you're putting words into a conversation. Each lesson takes about 10 to 15 minutes, and they're all really different, which keeps things interesting. I can't wait to use my Spanish skills in real life. Dos cervezas, por favor.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app. That's Babbel.com.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Recover or Die. It's a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug addiction in the United States. Recover or Die was founded by famous recovering musicians. They've been where you are right now, and they want to spread the message of hope and recovery. So here's the deal. They're working hand in hand with addiction recovery specialists and top-tier recovery centers nationwide to help you recover and get sober. Recover or Die is embarking on a huge national outreach tour to promote anti-addiction messages through a great blend of music and education. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol and they need help, call us right now, please.
800-209-5173. 800-209-5173. 800-209-5173.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination. Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Ted Mathis, Chairman and CEO of New York Life Insurance Company. If you didn't know, New York Life is the nation's largest mutual life insurance company, $600 billion in assets under management. So, Mr. Mathis, can I borrow some money from you?
Good morning, Doug. Happy to be here.
Yeah, good to have you here. All right, so you are sponsoring, putting together a very interesting fund. I guess we'd call it a fund, the Brave of Heart Fund. What do you intend to do with this? What is New York Life Insurance getting behind here?
The Brave of Heart Fund was founded and launched just recently by New York Life and Cigna to provide financial and emotional support to the families of healthcare workers and volunteers nationwide who lose their lives from COVID-19.
And how large, what are we talking about in terms of numbers here, Mr. Mathis?
Well, the need is significant. If you think about all the healthcare workers out there, the orderlies, the EMTs, the nurses, the doctors, the janitors that work in the hospitals, they're knowingly putting themselves in harm's way. And so what we decided to do is New York Life and Cigna each seeded the fund with $25 million, so $50 million at the outset. But we're encouraging corporations and individuals to donate because the need is so great. And New York Life will be matching dollar for dollar the donations of individuals around the country.
One of the things that need to be underscored here, if I may, is what's happening not just to the people, the healthcare workers, the folks who are on the front line, but to their families. Because a lot of these people are working around the clock. They have 7 days a week, 12 hours, you know, the whole business that has been created around the virus, the need for these people has separated them from their families. And it looks like that's part of your recognition here, the Brave of Heart Fund's recognition purpose.
That's right, Doug. If you think about it, imagine the stress, as these healthcare workers, the stress they're feeling and the anxiety if they put themselves in harm's way. But their families, what their families must be thinking without their loved ones around or wondering, fearful that something may happen to their loved ones. And, of course, many of their loved ones will die. And then what the families do. So that's what the purpose of the fund is, to provide emotional support. We're providing counseling and behavioral services to the families and the healthcare workers, but ultimately to be in a position to provide very specific financial support. Anyone can apply and immediately get access to $15,000 to cover essential and funeral and other related expenses, and can also apply and have grants of up to $60,000 to cover some longer-term needs related to housing or child care or education.
What's your relationship to Cigna? I think it's interesting, the two of you putting up $25 million apiece.
Well, New York Life is a company, a mutual company founded around providing long-term financial protection to individuals, life insurance, and guaranteed lifetime income. And we have recently decided to acquire a large business from Cigna, which we'll be doing by the end of this year. And we got to know each other. And their business is, they're a health services company, and this is a time for all companies really to come together and focus upon what matters most. And with their focus on wellness and healthcare professionals, and what we do best at New York Life is provide long-term financial security, make sure that kids can stay in their homes, that their educations can be taken care of, that families are taken care of. We thought this was a great time to come together and do this for our country.
All right, let's, if we can, I don't want to digress too much, but I do want to know about the health of your business. A lot of people who are in big businesses, small businesses, are having a tough time during the corona thing, and I wonder how you're doing. How is it at, you know, people need this insurance, and I wonder, you know, if you have people having a hard time paying premiums and stuff, what do you advise for people who need the sort of insurance that you have and are having a tough time paying for it?
No, it's a great the challenge out there. All businesses are today having to make adjustments, and our company, of course, had to make adjustments first, putting the needs of our employees and our 12,000 men and women agents out there and getting them out of harm's way by having everybody move to a virtual or work-from-home environment. But you're absolutely right, which is that this is a time where we're called into action. This is, New York Life is built for times like these, and it would be the absolute wrong time for people to lose the valuable protection they put in place. So what New York Life has done is decided to offer all of our policy owners the opportunity to defer any premium payments in the first 90 days. Nobody stands the risk of losing their valuable coverage.
Good to hear that from the top. Ted Mathis is the chairman and CEO of New York Life here with a couple of good bits of news about premiums, but more importantly, how you can get benefits from the Brave of Heart Fund and how you might be able to help if you have a business contribute to work with their $50 million that's already been pledged. So congratulations, Mr. Mathis. Thanks for being here on the DJV program.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.